We roll them in flour and fry them just to a real crispy brown after we soak them. And you can't, you just flat can't really tell them meat and meat.
That sounds good. Well, what do you call the things that people smoke?
Cigarettes?
Yeah, and what about the big brown ones? They call them...
They call them old cigars.
Yeah.
Well, I call them cancer sticks.
Cancer sticks. Oh, that's pretty good. I agree with you on that. What about the type of bird that will get in your barn that can see in the dark? What do you call them?
Well, we have screech owls.
Uh-huh. Oh, you do?
And then the hoot owl, he goes in, and the horn owl goes in after the chickens.
Oh.
They go right in the hen house and take him a chicken out. Kill it. The horn owl is what does most of that. The regular hoot owl, he don't hurt chickens very much.
Well, what do they call the kind of bird that's got a red head and it drills holes in trees?
We call them the Indian hen, the big ones.
Mm-hmm.
And then we got the yellow hammer and the peckerwood.
Oh, you do? Yeah.
And then they got the Indian hen. And the what we call the yellow hammer, his name is the flicker.
I see. Well, what do you call the kind of a little furry animal that's black with a white stripe down its back that smells bad?
I'd call that Chamel. Chamel, don't you know that's the name for a skunk?
No, I didn't know that.
Women wear that for flavor. Didn't you know that?
No, I didn't. I didn't know that.
Well, you're way behind the clock.
I am behind the times. I didn't know that.
Mm. They've got this orchid or some kind of the orchid won't hold its perfume.
Mm-hmm.
The scent without that you put that in there. And when you put that skunk scent in there, why it holds that perfume together and won't let it evaporate. And sometimes I think you get too much of that.
Get too much of that.
And then you'll be walking across the street, see a fancy woman going down through there and say, I smell a skunk.
Oh, no. Have you ever heard anybody call that a polecat?
Yeah.
Sometimes they call it what? What about little animals like that will come in, besides the horned owl, some other animals that might come in and raid your hen roost?
Well, a mink will do that.
Do you ever refer to animals like that as varmints?
Yeah. They call them varmints. And mm-hmm. say the varmints is eating my chickens up.
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm. What about that little bushy-tailed animal that runs up in the trees? You call that a...
We call that a squirrel.
And what kinds of squirrels do you have?
Well, we've got a ground squirrel. And some people call him a chipmunk.
Mm-hmm.
And we got the fox squirrel.
Mm-hmm.
Now we have the black squirrel here. Occasionally we'll find a black one.
Mm-hmm.
And I did have a black one out here.
Mm-hmm.
And I don't know, I guess somebody killed him.
Mm-hmm. I never seen a black
one. And then I had a gray squirrel. I put up dens out here for them in the back.
Oh, you did? Mm-hmm.
And I had a gray squirrel that had a den out there, and a big cat killed that full-grown squirrel. A mama squirrel.
Have you ever heard of anything called a mountain boomer?
Yeah, I hear
them.
That's a lizard.
It's a lizard? What kinds of fish do you commonly have around here?
Well, we've got catfish, perch, bass, black bass, rock bass, goggle eyes. And that's what we call a